Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. It's a Getaway Friday here at WGH Talk. Friday, September 29th, 2023, 15 and a half minutes past the hour. Last Friday in the month of September, joined in studio by Sean Kraft, Matt Morgan. Happy 20th birthday. No more teenagers at this station. We're going to have to pick up a teenager somewhere along the line now.
I have a question
for you. You want to say, who's the leader of Cuba before we get into this?
Raul. I got a question for you, Matt. Yeah. Your Facebook says you're 31.
Oh, because I made my Facebook forever ago,
yeah. And
you had to be 18 at the time to have a Facebook, so I just lied and said that, and said that I was 18. So, you know, Facebook, there you go.
Oh, that's good. Start off on social media with a big lie. Why not? Happy birthday. So, tonight, by the way, Pastor Craig's show is coming up next here, 11:15 to 12. We'll all get together with Pastor Craig at 12:15 for the Big Exchange Club, and then coming up tonight, 8:15 to 10, we're going to have the three of us, and who knows what else. The Big Friday night show while Carrington's on vacation in Florida, but she'll be back next week. And by the way, this is what I wanted to talk about earlier, which we never got to, so we're forgetting all that whole auditor talk. I think we beat that horse to death. So at this point, the other night, Glenn Coble, Democratic candidate for mayor, came into the studio and taped a television episode with me. And I did not expect what happened. Now, both of you were there, so you can speak to this. Sean, what did you take away from the interview with Glenn the other night? Which, by the way, as of this morning, is available on YouTube. Go to YouTube. Not now. Wait till all the shows are over today. But go to YouTube and search Scott Spears, Glenn Coble, and it will come up. Watch the episode. It's an hour. But what did you make of that interview the other night with our friend Glenn?
He's a little upset. With our current mayor right now, it sounds like, and what's going on with everything.
Well, as I said after the interview, I believe he went after Mayor Schertzer more than he did Bill Collins in that interview. What do you think, Matt? We did two episodes, and you got to sit in on the second one. But while you're watching that first one unfold, what are you thinking?
He kept bringing up the point about people saying that he had no fire in his belly.
You can tell he's ticked that people are saying he's heard that enough.
But like, I don't know. It kind of confuses me because when he talks about it, he starts getting like amped up. So like, there's something.
He's got a fire in his belly about people saying he doesn't have a fire in his belly.
There's something there.
What is it? Does that even mean fire in the belly? You want to win? I get it. Okay, but okay, I don't care. Listen. This is just my thought. This is an opinion show. I think Glenn wants to win. Now, Glenn can say whatever he wants to say. Why would he waste all this time if he did not want to win? Now, I'm not saying he's not going to be okay if he loses. He'll be fine. He'll go on. He'll get in his RV and spend time with his wife. But do I think he wants to win? Of course.
I think that if you didn't want to win, you probably wouldn't have run.
Right. To say you're ambivalent to it, I just don't know if that's true.
But he says he's one term.
I think that's interesting. And to say he'd also, no matter if the pay raise is voted or not, he's not going to take the money.
Yeah.
Does that matter?
That should have came out way, way, way ago. Way before.
Well, we haven't voted yet.
No, I'm just saying. So people,
and by the way, the deadline to register to vote is October the 10th. So you've still got 12 days to register to vote.
I think
don't act like you don't know that you needed to register.
You know what gets my growl?
First of all, I don't know what a growl is, but go ahead.
No, let me tell you something.
That saying is get your goat.
No, I say it's in my growl.
But what's your growl?
Hold on,
I want to say what your growl is.
Growl is like you're angry about something. You want to let it out.
Where's your growl, Matt?
I'm not a clue.
Okay, go ahead. Isn't it get your goat? Get your goat?
No, it's get your growl.
Isn't it get your groat?
You know, I always just say, you know what irks me?
Yeah. You know what ticks me off? You know what makes me sick? Go ahead.
So anyway, what ticks me off is the most is what is going on with this moving the polls, because and you get to go vote I have no idea where I need to vote at.
Well, they gave you the address.
I got to put in my GPS just to even go there.
It's on Williamsport Road. It's just the next road over. You got a GPS that?
I have no idea what building it is. What is it?
You'll find it.
Is it in the prison?
It's a school. It's a school.
Oh, it's a school. Yeah. So it's not the prison.
Yeah, no.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
You know, we'll go a lot.
Yes, they've split it up. It's now going to be in the rec center downtown. It's going to be at Harding High School. It's going to be at this school on... Because they're not using the Coliseum.
Why, though?
Because they couldn't secure it.
Oh, come on. All these...
Well, call the Board of Elections. That's not the politicians.
Hey, when you're down there, Matt, tell them to give me a ring-a-ding. I'm going to tell them...
On election night. That's what you want to talk about.
I want to know why they moved it. Why?
I just told you. That's what they're going to tell you. I heard the man say it at City Council.
So are we paying for all these buildings to heat them and put electricity in and all this?
No. Just rent them for the day.
It's ridiculous. Totally ridiculous. Well, all these years, we voted at the Coliseum.
The reason they said no to the Coliseum was that because they had to pay like too much to like secure all the entrances and exits.
So you want to save money? There you go.
Yeah. So it was just a quick way to save.
Because they said 19 people have keys. They did not realize all board members of the fair had keys.
Well, wouldn't you think all board members would have keys?
No. No, I don't know about 20 people having keys to the Coliseum that you're renting out to somebody else. Anybody could get in there.
They're just now finding this out all these years?
That's what they said.
Wow. We are slow, slow, slow.
Yeah, but you know you say that, but how many times have we gotten into something and then found out in the middle, oh, that's the case? I mean, it happens.
No, I'm just saying, it's ridiculous. I mean, they can lock the doors and all this.
Yeah, if you got a key, you can get in. Well, but now, if you, like, two people have keys, okay. 19?
Well, then take the 19 keys away. Put one in there.
The fair board's not going to do that for one day of rental.
I don't know. I just think it's just totally insane, if you ask me, but that's my opinion.
Regardless.
Anyways, I just wanted to throw that in there.
Okay, but back to Glenn Coble.
Yeah.
Okay, what did you make of that? The fire in the belly, we heard that. But what about him going after the mayor, his predecessor? His party?
I think it's interesting. Glenn is, I feel upset that he has not gotten a,
endorsement.
Yeah, an endorsement.
See, I don't...
Well, here's why I get out of the hole.
Wait a second. I don't know if that's right or... I don't know. I don't know if it's really about the endorsement or if it's about help and money. That's where I think it is.
I totally agree with him. He's not getting any back from the party. Nobody's... Heck, we don't even know if the Democrat Party's going to be open that night. It'll probably be closed. But, you know, it's...
Well, Lindell will be back here with us then.
Yeah.
If they're closed up.
You know, it's just ridiculous why nobody in that party, his party, will help him. Backing him up.
I don't know.
They backed everybody else up all the years. Why ain't backing Glenn up?
I don't know. And you know what? But I don't think it's about the endorsement, although I do think there is something about the endorsement. I don't think that's where the major point of contention is, though, because Glenn used a word in the episode we did with him of The Exchange where he said, I'm not going to crawl or beg. I'm not going to beg for his endorsement. And he used that word like three times, and I even said to him, that beg is a heavy word to use here. And Glenn said, well, yes, it's a heavy word. It's paraphrased.
What was behind Scott Searcher why he is not going to endorse him?
Well, I don't know that he's not, but I guarantee after those interviews, there might be a good chance that he's not going to endorse him.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, Glenn used to be a Republican, too. I mean, now he's a Democrat.
But we're in the 70s, but I don't understand. I don't know. I was just shocked because I think he was more negative towards Scott Searcher than he was Bill Collins' opponent.
I think it's because he wasn't getting any help behind him and stuff.
Yeah, but shouldn't at this point, a little over a month away, you be going after your opponent's foibles and not the man currently in the office who's of the same party as you?
Is he struggling?
Okay, but what is hitting the mayor going to do? You're not running against the mayor.
No, but the mayor should have been out there helping campaign and stuff.
You know what? That's the mayor's prerogative. And I'm certainly not Scott Scherzer's press agent, but you know, that's his... If he wants to campaign for Glenn, that's his business. If he doesn't, that's his business, too.
But usually a party backs up a party. We don't do that in this town.
Well, see, I think that's the problem. Just because somebody's of your party doesn't mean you should back them. If you don't like them...
You're in the club.
No, see, that's how I feel. Like, Scott Scherzer said that he thinks that he is more conservative than Glenn is, which is why I like the fact that he didn't endorse Glenn, because I feel like if he endorsed Glenn, it would have been a little fake almost, because they don't have the same like policy. They don't.
Well, I don't think, like, not too many policy. Not too many mayors follows the same policy. Everybody creates a new.
But isn't it your opinion who you endorse and who you don't? Would you want somebody to tell you, hey, listen, sorry, you're of the same party. You got to endorse them.
No, I understand. No, I understand that. I just think they should do the. I'm not care about the endorsement. I'm talking about they should back him up a little bit.
But I definitely mayor like Scher- should support him. But Mayor Scherzer, just because he's the mayor, is not the head of the Democratic Party.
I'm not blaming this all on Scott.
No, but that's where he went. I didn't hear him drop. Did you hear him say one other name of a Democrat?
No, I'm just saying.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm talking about
my the party. Question's not the Democratic Party. My question is Mayor Scherzer specifically. Go back and listen to that interview and count how many times he said Mayor Scherzer and went toward him.
See, here's my biggest deal that I got to. Because, I sat behind the camera and I listened to all this BS.
Well, I sit beside, and I listen to it too.
Yeah, and no, I
play Pong or something over there while the interview's going on.
So what I don't get is if you're not in the clique. So Mary has cliques. We all know that. I'm doing air quotations still, and they do. If you're not in,
I thought
clique,
you had a spasm in your hand there.
No. If you're in the clique of Mary, like say you're in with all the club people and you go golfing or whatever you do. Glenn doesn't hang out in that club probably and do all that stuff. So that's the problem. If you're not in the clique, you ain't going nowhere. So that's part of his problem, I think.
Well, maybe he should go golfing. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Listen, it's your choice to run for office.
Well, I know it's your choice, but you need to have your part. Whatever party you're going
to. Didn't we discuss this earlier with the auditor? If you don't want or can't do it, don't. Offer yourself up for a candidate. This is why I don't offer myself up for a candidate. I am not qualified to do those jobs.
Well, I'm going to understand that, but I'm saying that is, so you're trying to tell me that the Democrat Party is not, don't think Glenn can do this, but he stepped in there anyway and did it because nobody else was running?
The Democratic Party can't stop somebody from running as a Democrat.
No, what I'm saying is, hear me out.
I thought it did.
What I'm saying is, Glenn, okay, he stepped up and ran for this mayor.
Nothing wrong with that.
You think it's because the Democratic Party don't think he's fit for the position? That's why they're not backing him? What's going on here?
What's the question? What? No, I'm trying to understand the question.
Okay, the Democrat Party is not, nobody's helping him.
So he says. Except for a few people, he said.
Right. But they're Republicans, he says.
I think he did. Did he say some Democrats were helping him? I think he said his first donor was somebody we know very well, but, you know, yeah, I don't know that.
I don't know either. But
that's a Democrat.
What I'm saying is, if the party's not backing him up, maybe they just don't care for him for running. Like I said, they don't have control over
But apparently there are 12 people showing up to the meetings. I mean, what do you want?
Apparently it seemed that they didn't really care if they had a candidate at all, because Glenn only ran because there was no other option.
Yeah, why
nobody
is that?
Else
why
was
didn't
running.
Anybody put in?
Again, who? That's people's decision. Run if you want, don't if you don't.
See, that goes back to the conclusion that Marion is broken. They're broken. We are a broken city.
But why is that broken?
It's just that we can't get our shit together.
Whoa!
Oh, crap together.
This will never make the replay.
Yes, you can edit it. No, but that's the problem.
9 years later, we still haven't learned. Go ahead.
No, that's the problem. That's what the problem is. We can't get our crap together around here. We don't know who's doing what. The right hand and left hand doesn't know what's going on in the city. And that's part of the problem.
But I'm trying to relate this to not enough people running for office, because that's where we started, that Glenn was the only person running for the Democratic office. Okay.
Why is that?
Apparently Democrats didn't want to run.
Why?
You have to talk to them.
Why don't you interview the president of the Democrats?
Do you know how many Democrats there are in this city that could have ran? Many.
Why don't you interview some of them? Find out, say, why didn't you run for this?
Maybe they don't want to be mayor.
I think it's more to it, actually.
Do you know
because
how many people
I honestly...
But hold on, wait a second. When Jack Kellogg left his office as mayor in 2007, I believe it was, he'd been mayor for 16 years. Do you know how many people ran on the Democratic side that time?
What
one. Scott Scherzer. What's the difference?
I think part of the problem is a lot of people don't think they can beat Bill. Bill is very... He has all the police people backing him
but
up.
But now, wait a second. Wait
I
a
think
second.
That's part of the problem,
but
I think.
Wait a second. You're saying Marion's broken 16 years later because Glenn's the only Democrat that offered himself up to run for mayor. When Jack Kellogg left, Scott Schertzer was the only Democrat that offered himself up to run for mayor. What's the difference?
I'm just saying, I think part of the people, they didn't want to step up to the plate in this one, because they probably think Bill Collins has a slam dunk on this, once they found out he was running.
Well, apparently Sue McGowan didn't believe that. She ran against him in the primary.
But I don't know. I think what is going on with Marion is just that we can't get stuff done around here. We want to create problems, but we don't want to fix them.
Well, I think we're getting into a bigger issue here, and I'm trying to talk about the mayoral race coming up in 5 months.
Right.
So, what's the problem?
Well, the problem is, I want to know, you do all these interviews, you need to contact him and say, why did anybody else run besides Glenn?
I'd have to contact about 3,000 people. It'd be nonstop interviews.
I'll hook you up with
Because them. They don't want to be mayor. Why didn't you run for mayor? You live in the city?
I think it's more...
Why didn't you run?
Huh?
Why didn't you run? Here, I got my first interview with a city person. Why didn't you run for mayor?
I'll tell you.
Oh, the city's broken. This is terrible.
I'm not mayor material.
Well, no, your city's broken. You got to run. You got to get out there.
That's what I'm saying. We need... There's somebody in the Democrat Party that is kind of qualified with Bill Collins. No, Bill Collins has not been in the city council.
So you think Bill's more qualified than Glenn?
I'm not saying that. Let me finish. You're jumping the gun here.
Okay.
I'm saying Bill Collins has been working in the city for many, many years. He was the chief of police.
He's working in the county now.
So they feel him that he was probably the best choice, that's why he ran. The Democratic Party. I'm pretty sure they're backing him up.
Now, I think the Republican Party would probably support whoever the candidate was.
So why are they backing Glenn up? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
The interview with the mayor on Tuesday, he said when the Republicans chose their candidate, there were many angry Republicans because they did want to run, but they said it's Bill's time. So what you just said would be incorrect.
We need Bill time.
That he was the next guy in line. That's who we need to get behind and support. Now, the mayor said that. I'm not saying that. You want to beef with the mayor? He's downtown.
So the mayor says...
On the air, you can listen to the interview from Tuesday. So he's right down... Get his number for you. You can argue with him.
No, I'm saying, overall, that the Republicans are backing... It doesn't matter who's mad at for him running.
No, but you said Bill Collins is the most qualified. I don't know that that's true. Mayor said he wasn't.
I don't know. Obviously, they're backing him up for it. So are they saying because
Well, I think
is
they're backing him up because he is the Republican, and they're not going to vote for the Democrat.
I don't know. I'm going to go back to Matt at the beginning of this comment. I think we should take the D away, both parties, and just vote whoever you
okay.
carry forward.
Well, that's fine, but I don't know how that gets you more candidates.
I don't know. I think it's because people vote. They just vote on the letter.
Yeah, but how does that get you more candidates? This conversation started because Glenn is the only Democrat running. Why is that?
We don't know. That's what we need to find out.
Well, it's not like there are a whole lot of Republicans running. Only two.
Why didn't anybody else run on a Democrat side?
Why only two on the Republican?
I think there's a lack for one of public service.
Why is nobody running against the auditor? Why are there city-county seats that are unopposed? Why?
Because the Marion County is broken. I'm going to go back to say that again over and over. It's like a broken record. We don't know what we're doing.
Yeah, but you know what? Every other county has this problem. You know, you can go all over the world. Everybody has ebbs and flows.
Yeah, but the size of our town, okay, if you go to other cities, they're booming. Like, not just...
But see,
Ohio,
I don't... But I'm not...
Delaware County, for instance. Yeah, at Delaware County. Delaware County is booming.
But
They are building like crazy, and they know... It's ridiculous. We can't get our crap together right
now. Yeah,
but
where are we not? Where are we operating at a loss? That's what I'm confused. Downtown is busier than it's been in 20 or 30 years.
I don't believe that one bit.
Okay, well, look at the budget. The budget's public knowledge. Go get it.
I understand they're fixing up all these buildings, but
they put out a budget every January, and it will tell you the revenues that these things are making. The city is not operating at a loss revenue, and they just passed a levy to the fire station.
The Aquatic Center is making money.
No, the Aquatic Center will never make money.
There you go.
Okay.
That's another thing that's in a hole in the ground.
Well,
we made a big mistake.
Mayor tried to stop that.
I know he did.
Okay.
I know he vetoed it. But
so how is that the problem of the mayor?
Again, it's not the problem. Did I say it was the problem of the mayor? I said it's the problem of the city.
Well, he's the chief executive of the city.
The city is creating the issue. It's our city council that doesn't know what they're doing. But as a matter of fact, they need to fire everybody.
Well, the city council that voted that in is long gone. The city council that voted the aquatic center in long ago.
I know, but
none of them are left.
They just need to start over completely in the whole city council.
People make decisions, listen, in government, and they're not always going to make the right decision.
Oh, I know that, but I just think it's the size of Marion, we should be doing a lot more better job.
So tell me, during the Aquatic Center, when the mayor, this was a major story at that time, and we had good media then, and it was on the front page of the paper, the mayor vetoed it twice. I think it's the only thing I've ever heard of a mayor vetoing twice.
And it got overrode.
And the people in town, you know why it got overrode? Because the people said, yes, yes, yes. Well, okay. Where's the support?
I know. They should have had more support with the mayor. And I think the current mayor is doing a good job over all the years he's been in there. Now, I think Jack did a little bit better, but that's my personal opinion.
But I don't know how we reel back to why aren't more people running.
I don't know. That's what we need to figure out.
Well, it's because people don't want to run.
Why?
Because people don't want to get involved in politics. People don't really understand what the job is. The people in there, the mayor says, don't understand what the job is.
I think a lot of people just look at politics and try to avoid it because they see it as just one gigantic mess. So they just...
Pastor, so we don't repeat like ourselves, you want to jump in here? Because we don't want to do this whole show again at 12 o'clock on this this topic, and I thought you might have an opinion on this particular
issue. Well, hello, Pastor. How are you?
Yeah. Pastor Craig has joined us here. He'll be on next hour, 11:15 to 12 p.m., and then on with us from 12:15 until 1 p.m.
Hello.
And he's going to join us here on this interesting conversation on what's going on with the city of Marion. And I don't know who folded those chairs up. Somebody got awful tidy in here while we were going the other day. Pastor Craig, you've heard this conversation. Yes. Jump on in.
Yes, I was going to the radio station, and I walked in on a Donnybrook.
Yeah, well, we love a good Donnybrook around here. We about picked up, it was about WWF. We about picked up those metal chairs and got somebody.
And why am I the guy?
You're in the middle now. You're in the sandwich.
I don't have a dog in this fight. It's been very interesting conversation, and I think, okay, from a Democratic standpoint, nobody was going to run for mayor, basically, and so Glenn volunteered. So the Democrats didn't have somebody in the wings waiting. The Democrats didn't put up a candidate for the auditor's office. So my question is there that big of a lack of people wanting to get involved in politics?
But interestingly enough, for mayor, the Republicans put up two, neither of which had ever been in city office, and the Republicans have not put up a candidate for the auditor's office because she became an independent, and they knew that going in.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, you know, there's a problem here, for instance, when I believe, you know, Mayor Schertzer, when he said that, you know, a lot of people were upset, but that the Republicans had said it's going to be Bill Collins because it's his time. And I think that all too often happens in politics on all levels, state level, national level, local level. They you get kind of a little club that's controlling it, and you know, this person's paid their dues, now it's their turn. And I think that probably turns off a lot of people too.
But what's to stop him from running? It's his time. Okay.
Oh, go, no, 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 no. Waste go their get time. Your, go they get don't want to waste their time.
No. And that's where you need people who say, I don't care what the party says, I want to run, I believe I can do the job, and I'll run.
Right. But are either of these people qualified? Here we are, 5 weeks out, Glenn and Bill.
Yeah.
Mayor said he, by, and I want to try to paraphrase exactly what he said, right, which was, yes, by getting the signatures and running for office, being the age, they're qualified in that way.
Right.
But to do the job, no.
No, I don't think either one of them are qualified to do the job. I think to do the job of the mayor, you have got to spend some time holding office in a city council or some other, or have worked in the office and seen how it goes. Because, you know, there's employees in there that aren't elected. So having been working in the office, you'll have an idea of how it runs and how things are.
But before we do that, do you feel Marion is in bad shape on the whole?
I believe a lot of
besides the birds.
I believe a lot of things are happening that's adding up to it's we're in bad shape. Marion's in bad shape. It's kind of like a compounding of things. You've got, you know, the auditor who's now not doing her job very well.
Financially in bad shape.
I don't know, but my impression is no, it's not financially in bad shape.
Okay, now go ahead.
I think there are good things happening in Marion, too. And, you know, I've even said this in the last couple weeks on my 11 o'clock show that, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on in Marion. I mean, there seems to be stuff going on downtown. There's revitalization going on downtown. I would be interested in seeing it, but I imagine, you know, revenue to the city coming from, you know, wage taxes and other things is probably on the increase. Now, I don't know, but that would be my guess.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to have to disagree that you have to have a qualification. Yeah, qualification is a plus. But look at Donald Trump, for example. He didn't have anything to do with politician, and he ran our country like no tomorrow. And just because you don't have the experience doesn't mean you can't make the city good. So I condemn both of those guys out there. So, yeah, experience is a plus, like I said, but doesn't mean you have to have experience to make it run good. Maybe it's just we're not going to have a politician in there. Maybe Marion will be better.
Well, the thing on that, Donald Trump had years and years of business experience at the top. I mean, he's a billionaire, and you know he's run extremely large organizations. That helped him in his job as the president. I don't see where either of the mayoral candidates are bringing to the table work experience that would give them some insight into the workings of the city.
Well, for instance, Bill Clinton, for years, he was the chief of police. So he worked in the city, so he kind of knows the city. Now he's seeing the city hall, for example, but he was the city, you know, chief of police. So he did work in the city for a long time. And Glenn, he has a college degree. You know, he's very smart. And I think both of them can. It's going to be interesting that night when the polls.
Well, but didn't we just talk about how the auditor didn't have the qualifications and somebody should be mentoring her and all this sort of thing?
Yes, I think so.
Well. But then how can you say that the mayor, she's dealing with a lot of money. The mayor will be dealing with a ton of money.
But not in hand. He sets the budget. So
he sets the budget,
Glenn,
but he doesn't.
Glenn's ready to step into it, and he's not going to need a mentor?
I'm not saying both of them don't need a mentor since they have not been in the office. But I'm saying, though, is I think you don't want to count those guys out. Because, I mean, like I said, we don't always have to have a politician in there to make everything right.
I don't think anybody's counting them out. I think what we're saying is there's no experience there. And coming into a town that has an auditor who our current mayor has lost confidence in and whose bond rating is gone for the first time in the history of the city, this is not a good time for somebody to be coming in who's on the JV team.
I don't think we can get any lower. I don't think we can get any worse. I mean, let them go in there and see what they can do. Let's give them one of them a chance.
Well,
I think any
those
time,
are the last words you say before things get worse.
I was just about to say, I think any time you say it can't get any worse, you're inviting it to get worse.
Yeah,
I'm not saying it won't get worse, but I'm just let's give one of them a chance.
But we are going to give one of them a chance.
So we'll just see what happens.
Yeah, but the point is, how did we get here?
How did we get here?
Yeah.
The parties are broken. They don't know what they're doing.
But it's people. People vote these people in. People vote these people out.
But who puts them in the front runner? The group. If you're not in the clique, they're the one that puts them in the front runner.
Oh, I don't think that goes on in the Democratic Party.
Well, obviously not. I think that I don't know what's going
and
on.
Miranda
with that club.
McGinnis left the Republican Party
club,
for one reason.
Pastor Craig,
what's that?
What's going on with the Democrat club? I think it's gone.
I don't even know if it even exists in Marion County.
The hard and fast of this whole thing is that Glenn came down hard on the mayor. That's the point I was trying to make, and I found that interesting.
Yeah, and I haven't even heard that interview.
Oh, it's very interesting.
But I picked up some of the pieces of it, and I question why he would come down hard on the mayor like that. Like you said, he's not running against the mayor, and you know, And if he's upset partly because he hasn't gotten an endorsement yet, he's saying things that will guarantee he won't get an endorsement. I mean, having no endorsement is better than having an announced non-endorsement.
Didn't he say he's not going to beg, and he feels that's what he's being made to do?
Yes. Well, I think part of the Glenn's campaign problem was, and he admitted it on tape, because I listened, he did not ask for any help. And sometimes you have to ask for help.
You know? Well, whose fault's that?
Oh, he realizes it's his fault.
But I'm saying, so why can we blame outside sources? I don't think we can.
No, but I'm saying, though, is the party itself should have backed him more than what they are. That's my opinion. That's my personal opinion, don't you, Craig?
Well, let me ask you this. When he was in the process of deciding to run for mayor, was he going to the Democratic Party meetings and stuff? Was he getting involved in the Democratic Party?
I don't know.
All I know is what I will say is being around politics for 21 years now and covering it in this city, there's never been a whole lot of candidates. I don't know where this idea came from. We've had a ton of candidates. There's never been a ton. So why is it any worse now than it's ever been? It's not.
And, you know, I'd like to point out, you know, I'm from Morrow County, and I've lived there for the last 12 years, and there were many times in Mount Gilead where candidates were running unopposed.
There you go.
The opposing party had no candidate to offer.
But now, how do you feel about the auditor? That was the 8 o'clock conversation this morning.
Yeah.
Is it her fault or is it not her fault?
I have the impression that she's brought on her no-confidence vote on herself. It sounds like she had plenty of opportunities to get help, get assistance, and she hasn't taken advantage of it. Or, as time progressed, she's not taking advantage of it.
Now, you don't feel it's her fault.
No, I'm not feeling, not 100%. And I'll explain it to you, because I don't think you heard the first 8 o'clock hour. I don't think so 100%, because they threw her in that spot. Now, I understand she elected herself to, you know, for the spot. But why ain't they anybody out there say, hey, we're going to take control of this. We're going to help you out regardless. Because they can do that.
Well, you know, if she made it known that she wanted to be there, then if she felt that she was able to do the job, that's fine. But if she's reaching a point where she's not doing the job, she's got to realize that. And if she can't ask for help, then she has no business being there.
So you want her to resign?
Yep. Well, or get some help. Say, hey, look, this is not going to work at the city hall.
Why ain't she offering her help? Maybe she is. I don't know.
Yeah. Why do you have to offer if you don't know what you're doing?
Right.
If you can't answer the questions, that's your place to ask for help.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. Why can't these people ask for help? I mean,
I think it's a confidence thing.
It's a pride thing.
Yeah, pride.
It's pride thing.
Yeah. Well, hey, you know, the last thing to fall before the city will be pride.
There you go.
All right, Matt, what do you think?
I think that the whole situation with the auditor has, I think that there's plenty of blame to go around, like I said earlier. I think that, obviously, the Republican Party put her up for that position after Landon he resigned. So they believed in her. She believed in herself because she did it. Or, like, she volunteered. And apparently, like even before that, we believed in Robert Landon enough to vote him into office.
Against an incumbent auditor, who, to my knowledge, was not doing too bad as far as keeping the city's books.
So we could resign her and then get the other lady?
Well, no, they said there's an election and nobody ran against her.
I don't know. Wonder why the current auditor, because she didn't want to lose her job at the...
Well, she might lose her job because if somebody else gets in as mayor, they might not retain her.
Yeah. So maybe she's just done with it. Maybe she just doesn't want to run again. That's probably why she didn't do it.
You know what? A lot of people don't want to run. A lot of people don't want to be involved in politics. That's a lot of work.
Yeah.
And you are under the public eye.
Imagine. We're not talking about the guy working over at Walmart right now. We're talking about the mayor. We're talking about the auditor. We're talking. You get your face smashed on the in the Marion Star, and you get talked about on the radio. That's the life you lead.
Yep.
When you choose those positions.
Yep. I don't know. I mean, the mayor's not for me. I tease all the time I should run for mayor, but you know, it's not for me. It's not. I'm not a politician for sure. I never was.
What's a politician?
I don't know. It's people. Well, people think they're a politician a lot of times, but they're not really a politician, if you ask me. I think it's like a car salesman, you know? They like to go out there and throw smoke around, and they don't get nothing done.
The problem is it's all subjective in the end. Mm-hmm. Some people will think that this person did a good job. Some people will think they did a terrible job. There's no way to prove.
You're never going to make everybody happy.
Yep.
So, that's that.
You're never going to make anybody happy. You try to make people happy, but it's not going to happen.
Well, you can never make all of the people happy all of the time.
Yeah.
That is the problem.
Yep. So what you got to do is you got to do your job the best you can do, focus on that, and then most of the people will be happy.
Yeah.
Do now, what you think is right.
Right, exactly.
Pastor, I think you would make a good mayor. I'm just letting you know up front.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think you would. You're intelligent, and I think you would. I'm not sucking up or anything. I'm just, you know, letting you know. You would make a good mayor.
You want to be my safety. You want to be my safety director.
Absolutely.
That's what you want.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
The guy who fell through the porch is going to be safety director. What a shot in the arm that'll be.
I'm going to put Sean in charge of infrastructure.
That's exactly right. I don't know. All I know is I feel. I think anybody who runs for public office, that's a big job. Takes a lot of your time. Takes a lot of effort. So I admire those people who even take the time to run, Democrat, Republican, Independent, whatever you are.
Yeah, you have to go into it with the understanding that it's something you want to do. You're not going to make everybody happy, and you got to do the best you can do and know that you're going to get criticized whatever you do.
Can I say something else real quick? I think, you know, the Independent, I don't think any Independent ever won for Marion County.
Well, the auditor's going to win.
Well, yeah, besides that, automatic winner. She changed it, but she was a Democrat. She was a Republican. She just changed it to Independent. So really, she got in there as a Republican.
But she got original. She didn't get elected as a Republican. She got pushed in as a Republican.
Yeah. Now she'll get elected as an Independent.
Yeah. Yeah.
She could have changed to Bull Moose Party, and she would have won.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Bring back the Bull Moose Party.
So why is that? Why doesn't any independent, true independents, ever win?
Because there's no such thing as an independent, really.
That's right.
People who say they're independent are just full of garbage. Because the truth of the matter is you do have beliefs on issues, and that does put you in one way. What's an independent? Somebody who doesn't believe anything?
No, it's someone who's wishy-washy.
Yeah, they're wishy-washy. You know how you feel about abortion.
Right.
You know how you feel about gun rights.
I'm actually registered.
Well, you're wishy-washy.
No, the reason why I vote that way is because I'm
but you don't vote as an independent. You pick one or the other and you vote.
Yeah.
So you're not voting for the independent. You're voting for the Republican or the Democrat.
Yeah, I just figure I vote whoever I think is good.
But that doesn't make you an independent.
Yeah, because, you know,
my thing says independent.
I've been registered Republican all my life, and I voted for Democrats. You know, I voted for some Democrats because I vote for whoever I want to vote for.
Yeah, that's how I do it. Yeah.
So, you know, make a stand.
I don't know why my thing says independent on it.
Well, be something.
Well, you can say you're an independent. I'm just saying there are no true independents.
Right.
Yeah.
And people who vote both ways, I'm always curious about that on certain levels.
Well, you vote both ways, you said.
I have, yeah. But I'm always curious about it on certain levels.
I think you do more left, though.
On certain levels. Because I think it's interesting to me that... yeah, whatever. The point is... People say a lot of things. The point is that... The interesting thing is on different levels is that it does matter. It does matter which side you're on.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. Now, on a local level, not so much.
Yeah. No. But nationally, it does. Like, president. And
yeah, I would think if the policies you want are
really,
probably going to go
really
one way or another.
Deep outside, I'm going to ask you guys this honest opinion. And tell me the honest, and you guys, you know, throw it at me. Do you really think we actually vote the president? I don't think we do. I don't think our votes really count. Is that true? Or am I wrong on that?
Yeah. They do. I mean, it counts.
Well, Matt's eyes bugged out of his head. Go ahead.
Wait. So, you're disagreeing with Sean?
What? You think... Yeah.
I think we're confused here for a second.
You said
the vote doesn't count.
I'm saying it does.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, good. Okay. I thought that's... Yeah, okay. Yeah, I thought he was saying you thought the votes didn't count.
No.
No, you're in the minority on
this. I'm in a minority on it. I think the college electors...
Because when you said... Yes to his say, I think he thought you were saying, yes, the votes don't count.
No, I'm saying okay. No. The votes the votes do count.
There we go.
There we go.
I disagree with that. I mean, until I can, they can prove my ballot even counts in there, I don't believe it. I think the college electors, they and all that's what really... And all the big shots.
Well, the electoral college is, yeah, okay. But the individual votes in the state determine...
The popular vote.
The popular vote.
Determines.
Determines where the electoral vote's going to go, to which candidate they're going to go to.
Then why did Ohio go from a swing state to mostly blue?
No,
or red, I mean.
It's mostly red.
Well, I don't know that, you know, time will tell on that. Yeah, I don't know that we
just
have.
Just curious. I'm just curious. I don't know. I don't know the statistics on it, but just curious why that happened.
But you can't brainwash people to vote.
Yeah.
They vote whoever they want.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And sometimes one party is stronger than the other in the state. One party has more money than the other in the state. We went twice for Obama, and we went twice for Trump. We went twice for W. Bush, and twice for Clinton. We're pretty even.
Yeah. But then for a while, we was considered a swing state all the way around.
Well, I think
years.
We still
yeah,
are.
I think we still
I haven't seen that we're not. I think we are tending.
They don't really talk about it on the news anymore.
We would, I mean, you know, we wouldn't be a swing state if we had always voted for the Republican candidate or always voted for the Democratic candidate. But like you said, Ohio went twice for Obama. That's a Democrat. Ohio went twice for Bush. And twice for Trump. So, yeah, so that means, doesn't mean that we're a solid Republican state because we went for Obama. But all of those people who won, Ohio was involved in
that.
The
reason now they're trying to say we're not a swing state is because the last election, for the first time in a long time, we picked the person who did not win.
Right. That's exactly right.
That's what happened.
Gotcha.
So, I don't know that's something to be proud of as a state, that we picked the person who did not win. We had quite a record going there for a while of picking the winners, but that's showbiz.
Did you know Senator Dianne Feinstein passed away?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I saw it. It was breaking news. I saw it about 2 hours ago.
There you go.
Really?
Yep.
Well, maybe she was too old for the position. And it's sad because Dianne Feinstein was a great politician in her day for her party. Yeah. I mean, people can dislike what she did or like what she did.
Right.
And the other side will do that. But as far as a person who showed up and did what she was supposed to do in those positions, she did.
Yep.
So there you go. I would say the same thing about Mitch McConnell. God forbid anything would happen to him. And again, we're back to the age of these people. And she died in the office. But I will tell you about this whole age argument in office. One of the reasons is not that the people are holding on to power. That's what we're saying, that Mitch McConnell's holding on to power, Feinstein was holding on to power, blah, 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 blah. One of the reasons is their party's afraid of losing that seat because these are strong candidates. Feinstein probably could have run again and won.
Mm-hmm.
Mitch McConnell, as I've said, I believe he could run again and win.
Who knows?
Why does he have the brain freeze?
Well, Dianne Feinstein may run again. I mean, that's, you know... She may run again.
They'll appoint somebody else in that position.
Her party may put her up.
Well, I mean, but that's why they stay. Yeah. Why do you think Ginsburg stayed on the Supreme Court? She had cancer for many, many years and was getting treatments.
It's to hold on to that seat.
Yeah. So don't always blame the person. It's not always about the person.
No, it's people around them, too.
So, you know, that's another part of this. But that's sad that she died. And because you know what? That breed of politician that served that long... People can knock them for serving a long time, but that breed of politician was also the breed of politician that made deals.
But I think
we don't see happening anymore. Right.
But I think there need to be time limits, just like the president.
Term limits?
Yeah, term limits. I mean.
I think Dianne Feinstein's time is up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's
probably getting buried this week, I'm sure. Coming week.
You know, but for whatever you thought of these people who we are seeing pass away in recent years, the John McCains, the Dianne Feinsteins, the Ted Kennedys, that group of people, that group of politician, John Glenn, is not there anymore. Nobody makes a deal anymore. It doesn't happen. It used to.
Because people don't care about the politicians anymore, really. I think it's fading away, really.
Well, that's it's interesting, and whatever. You know, I, from what I'm seeing, you know what, have you seen this paperwork and all these stories? I'm not sure Mitch McConnell's not going to run. When I made that deal a few weeks ago for the Big Mac, I think it's starting to look more my way. This man, I think, might run again. He's putting all his ducks in a row.
He has brain freezes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but have you noticed this?
Well, yes, but there's still a lot of time left between when he...
But why isn't he clearing the way for, again, somebody else to say, here you go, you got the free run, start campaigning?
I think we'll see something happen in January.
Maybe.
I think we'll see something happen in January.
What if he does run again?
I will buy you 10 Big Macs.
10 Big Macs. Oh, Christmas could come a little late this year. No, but I mean, if he does run again, because these people have a hard time letting go of this power. Look at, you know, if he does run again, will he win?
I mean, he probably will win, but
there you go.
But shame on the voters in that state to elect him for 6 more years. Come on.
Can't enter like a the clause or whatever in a contract there saying that, you know, if he can't, you know, mentally do the job?
No.
It's not.
What's the mental test?
There is none.
There's no? They need to have one.
A lot of people wouldn't have been in any office if we gave a mental stability test. That's just the way it goes. We're done.
Can I say one more thing?
Well, to make it quick.
Why can't the family say, hey, he's not running again?
Do you want your family making your decisions?
Well, they do at the end anyway. They pull the plug or...
I don't know where pulling anybody's plug. So when we get to the plug pulling stage, we'll let you know.
Should we pull his plug or let him run again?
Yeah. Keep him plugged in. Let's see if we get him in there another term. We're coming back. Pastor Craig up next.
Chemicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com.
Hey everybody, Friday morning we have Over the Fence with Pastor Steve and Scott Spears, and it's a great time where we just bounce ideas and thoughts back and forth on the day and different things going on. I invite you to join in and listen and talk.